it's that aha moment where you see sort of in the students' faces that they completely understand what you were trying to impart to them. You want more and more of those aha moments from your students, and that sort of drives, I think, teachers to be sort of more creative, more innovative, more engaging. In an academic medical center, there's so much energy. You have the interface of people who are passionate about clinical care, passionate about research, and passionate about education.
And then finally, looping back around to the patient.
The healthcare delivery system is changing so rapidly, students really do need to understand that the knowledge they come out of medical school with may not be enough going forward. They need to continually learn in order to take excellent care of their patients. One of the big pieces of teaching students about clinical care is teaching them to treat patients respectfully. Students often ask what we mean by respectful or patient-centered care, and what I tell them is do the mom test. Think of your mother sitting on an exam room table and treat that patient how you would like your mother to be treated by a clinician. As an MD educator, I've been able to put all of that energy together, that creative energy, that scientific inquiry, all together into one job, which is amazing. Not many people can say that about what they do for a living.